Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 747. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we finished the salt story, if you want to call it. We've been talking about the various different halachas in reference to salt. Like we mentioned a short while back, that we're trying to, sort of go through the beginning stages of the meal, or the lav dafka meal, but when somebody sits down to eat, what, when, and where, what's the mechanics of the hamotzi, which we spoke about? We spoke about, you know, how to hold the bread, putting 10 fingers on the bread, making the bracha itself, the talking about the bracha, and the various different, and the, in conjunction with the salt and everything, and of course the washing and moving all into the, from the washing mechanics into the hamotzi. Now, from here, I want to go, we want to move down, sort of like down the road, and what happens after you make the hamotzi, right? What do we do? Good, I made the hamotzi, what should I do? We all understand, we should eat, right? We make the hamotzi, make sure you take a piece of bread. Bread, challah, matzah roll, whatever it is. Again, we're not talking lav dafka Shabbos, but in general, the general concept, the general halachas of hamotzi, and many of these halachas we're going to see do apply to all brachas in general, but we're working a little bit more on Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, which it's a continuation from Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, moving from the washing, like we said, into the hamotzi. So what do we mean by what do you do after the hamotzi? So the question is, right, are there certain times possibly that one could make a hefsik, interruption, whether it's with a speech saying something, or a time delay, possibly for certain reasons. And the question is also, once you take that first piece of bread, challah, matzah, whatever it is, roll into your mouth, what do you have to swallow it before you talk out? In other words, I made the hamotzi, fine. So I took a piece and I started eating, no problem. Now I have it in my mouth. Could I talk out while the piece, that first piece, is in my mouth before I swallowed it? Do I have to swallow it first? And then could I talk out? Do I have to eat a kazayas immediately? Is it a good thing to eat a kazayas? What do we do, in other words, as we move in from finishing off the hamotzi, moving into the eating process? How does that work? And there's quite a number of halachas over there, believe it or not, in conjunction with our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, and mixed in a little bit through from Simen Reish Vav, which we did cover a while back, very while back, which is probably about 3 years ago. And many of us on our group definitely did not hear those shiurim. In fact, we just started those shiurim again from the beginning on Hilchos Shabbos number 4. But be it as it may, I want to try and cover a little bit with that. Also in conjunction with the hamotzi, like this, we get those of us who are with us from the beginning get a chazara, and those who didn't hear the beginning shiurim, they'll definitely get to hear what that's all about. Okay, so the thing is like this. Continues in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, our Simen. And we finished Sif Hei, which was all about the salt story. Now we're moving on to Sif Vav. Tells us the Mechaba like this. The Shulchan Aruch says straight out, Yoichol Miyad. The person makes the hamotzi, very good. Yoichol Miyad, eat right away, right? Start eating. Don't make a time delay, and don't talk out. We're going to see. So the Mechaba tells us, V'lo yasiach, don't talk out. Bein bracha la'achila. Make sure you don't talk out, and we'll see time delay also. But don't talk out between the between the bracha and the eating. Now, of course, we want to stress we're talking about the hamotzi and the eating. We already finished the various different interruptions between the washing, drying, and the hamotzi. We spoke about that, where you can make interruptions. Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty, if you want to call it, the eating itself and the hamotzi, between the hamotzi and the eating. So you can't talk out. Finish. You have to eat right away. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, tells us the lechatchila. Initially, we'll see what that's all about. Lechatchila also lehafsik b'shtika, not just by talking, but it's also usher to make a time delay. B'shtika yoyse mechtei dibur, more than mechtei dibur. Now, what does it mean mechtei dibur? He tells us to go look at Chidul Kaman Simen Reish Vav. Go look at Simen Reish Vav Sif Gimel. So just quote that, see what that's all about. So just real quickly to quote the Mechaber over there, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Vav, Sif Gimel, which is more of a, it's sort of a little bit along the lines of our halachas, but it's a more of generalized of going on all the brachas, not just Amaiti, tells us the Mechaber, Kol Elo, again, Reish Vav, Sif Gimel, Kol Elo, Abrachas, Sarech, Shaloi, Yafsik, Bein Bracha, Lachila. Anytime you make a bracha, you make a Bar Priyates, you make a Shehaka, whatever you're making, a bracha, make sure you're not mafsik bein bracha lachila between the bracha and the eating. Then tells us the Ramah sticks in over there yoyse mechtei diber. It shouldn't be more than mechtei diber. So he's talking about obviously talking and not just talking, but even a time delay. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? What is yoyse mechtei diber? What do you mean by that? Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan yud beis and simereish vav sifkatan yud beis. Da hainu kedei sheilas talmid l'rav. Shahu shalom alecha Rebbe. The amount of time it takes a person to say shalom alecha Rebbe. Okay, so v'yoseh mehachi is chashiv hefsek. More than that would be considered a hefsek. In other words, we're talking about a time delay right now. And the Mishnah Berurah goes further and tells us, amayi b'shesika, we're talking about silence. In other words, somebody made, let's say, a shahakal near bedvari, a bari priyates, whatever it is, and they, between that and the eating or the drinking, the same thing goes for drinking, the time that it takes a person to say shalom alecha Rebbe passed. So then the chatchila, a person has a hefsek, a interruption, and one should not do that. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah further over there, afilu mila achas have a hefsek, but as far as the being quiet, right? The amount of time it takes a person to say shalom alecha Rebbe, that doesn't mean to say shalom alechem Rebbe. So shalom alecha Rebbe, that's not what you say, but that's the amount of time, okay? But when it comes to talking, v'yosem mihachi chashiv hefsek ma'amishesik, abo b'dibor afilu mila achas have a hefsek. So when it comes to talking, even one word would be have a din of a hefsek, and you would have a problem. But now the Mishnah Berurah tells us a halacha, which we're going to see back in, this is all in Reish Vav, we want to go back to our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. So he says, Kol Shaloi L'Tzarech HaBracha, as long as it is not for the need of the bracha. And very interesting, he says, Kamavor B'Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. What do we mean by a need for the bracha? Go look in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, which is our Siman. So it was sort of like going back and forth. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah told us, go look in Reish Vav. So we did. We saw what the hefsek. We saw what Bechdei Dibur is all about, right? That you can't make a pause between any bracha, not just Amoitzi, but between any bracha and the eating of more longer than Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And now he says, unless it's in conjunction with for the bracha, there might be a need for the bracha. What do we mean by that? He says, go back to our simin, Kuf Samach Zayin. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Kol Tuv.